16-year-old Darian Albert was a football hero and an honor student at the wrong place and time. Taking the bus home from school, rival gangs had beaten him to death with a wooden plank. It happened in the south side of Chicago, which shares common problems of violence in South Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, being in the wrong gang territory is a constant fear for teenagers. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa said that the school districts should take student safety seriously.
We've got to make it a priority. Safety has got to be one of the values that are part of the social compact at every school. Our kids deserve to go to school free of harassment, free of assault, free to learn.
LAUSD has grappled with school violence for years, but it's unclear what kind of plan would prevent what happened to Darian Albert if he lived in L.A. Calls to LAUSD were not returned. None of the educational activists I spoke with knew of such a plan. Frank Blaney is a chairperson of the Violence Prevention Coalition of Greater Los Angeles, and he is with the Peace Over Violence organization, an L.A.-based organization that advocates victims' rights. Blaney acknowledges that while the school districts are facing budget cutbacks, the district needs an overall plan of attack to prevent violence in and around schools. Academics cannot be the only goal, he says.
That's a very narrow-sighted viewpoint of how we can improve the life of these students that we're working with. Because the fact is that if a kid is afraid of being retaliated against or harmed at school because of gang violence or youth violence, how in the world is he going to be able to concentrate on his test or to make sure that he's showing up to class on time or any of these other things that the goals of the academic aspects of school are there to try and provide?
In Chicago, the head of the schools is using federal stimulus money to predict students who could be at risk for violence. Many people hope that it won't take a tragedy like Darian Albert's to get Los Angeles schools to pay attention. This is CJ Doblo, Annenberg Radio News.